the covenant of grace, May 27. The blood of the covenant. Now the God of peace, which brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. To many it has been a mystery why so many sacrificial offerings were required in the old dispensation, why so many bleeding victims were led to the altar. But the great truth that was kept before men and imprinted upon mind and heart was this: without shedding of blood is no remission, Hebrews 9, 22. In every bleeding sacrifice was typified the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1, 29. Christ himself was the originator of the Jewish system of worship, in which by types and symbols were shadowed forth spiritual and heavenly things. Many forgot the true significance of these offerings, and the great truth that through Christ alone there is forgiveness of sin was lost to them. The multiplying of sacrificial offerings, the blood of bulls and goats, could not take away sin. A lesson was embodied in every sacrifice, impressed in every ceremony, solemnly preached by the priest in his holy office, and inculcated by God himself, that through the blood of Christ alone is there forgiveness of sins. Anciently, believers were saved by the same Savior as now, but it was a God veiled. They saw God's mercy in figures. Christ's sacrifice is a glorious fulfillment of the whole Jewish economy. When, as a sinless offering, Christ bowed his head and died, when by the Almighty's unseen hand the veil of the temple was rent in twain, a new and living way was opened. All can now approach God through the merits of Christ. It is because the veil has been rent that men can draw nigh to God. They need not depend on priest or ceremonial sacrifice. Liberty is given to all to go directly to God through a personal Savior. The whole mind, the whole soul, the whole heart, and the whole strength are purchased by the blood of the Son of God.